Doctors' beliefs fall across the political spectrum. Howard Dean is a doctor. He served 6 terms as Vermont's governor and was one of the most liberal candidates in the 2004 Democratic presidential primary. Texas Congressman Ron Paul is also a doctor, and he ran for president on a plan that called for eliminating 5 federal agencies.
Even in situations where they may disagree, they certainly bring an educated decision in why they may not agree.
Darren Whitehurst is a lobbyist with the Texas Medical Association, which represents more than 45,000 doctors across the state. He counts 5 members of the TMA in the Texas legislature and 1 in the U.S. Congress. That might not seem like a lot, but he can't remember a time when it's been higher.
You know, certainly not any in my history. You know, I guess I've been doing this since about 88, 89. You know, I think for the last 4 cycles, we will have elected new physician members to the legislature.
In Texas, all the doctors in office and all the doctors seeking office are Republicans. Sometimes their medical backgrounds put them into political conflict with their lawmaker colleagues. Republican State Senator Bob Dewell, for example. He differs with some of his fellow conservatives on government funding for family planning services.
Should government provide family planning? Ultimately, probably not, but it's a lesser of 2 undesirables. If you don't do that, then you're going to have more unwanted pregnancies. You know, what happens to them? There's a variety of things that can happen.
Among those things, possibly, is an abortion, which is something that Dewell fiercely opposes. He also voted in 2009 to allow unwed teen mothers over the age of 15 to obtain contraception without a parent's consent. That landed him in hot water with the Tea Party during his Republican primary earlier this year. Dewell also supports needle exchange programs for drug addicts.
Everywhere that it's done, the evidence is undeniable that we reduce HIV, we reduce hepatitis, that some people do not want to be confused with facts.
U.S. Congressman Dr. Michael Burgess says he was motivated to get into politics because of the 9/11 attacks. But now that the North Texas Republican has found his place on Capitol Hill, he has delved into health care issues. In late 2009, Burgess was the only Republican to vote for a bill that would permanently repeal and replace the system to calculate Medicare payments to doctors. It's known as the Sustainable Growth Rate Formula.
We were coming up to the end of the year. Doctors were looking at another round of cuts under the Sustainable Growth Rate Formula, and this was really the last chance to show the physicians of the country that I was indeed serious about fixing this problem. So I voted with the Democrats that day.
After this election, the ranks of physician lawmakers could grow even further in Texas. 3 doctors are seeking their first terms in the Texas legislature, including 1 district that covers part of Austin south of Lady Bird Lake. Tea Party favorite Dr. Donna Campbell is facing off against Democrat John Courage for Senate District 25. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.